Why is it so important for a Jewish person to have a proper Jewish burial? If he's not buried according to halacha, will it have a detrimental effect on his neshama? In the Holocaust and throughout history, Jews were killed and not given a proper burial. Some were even cremated. Anonymous from Jerusalem. The mitzvah of kivura is obviously on the living to bury the dead, not on the dead to bury themselves. So a person who is not buried properly, the sin is on the relatives and the people who have the responsibility to bury him, and if no one is around to accept that responsibility of every Jew to bury a mace mitzvah, someone who has no one to bury him. The reason we bury people is because the Torah said to bury. An idea behind it is that burial exhibits a belief in the resurrection of the dead, because burial is like a planting. You plant the body, it decomposes like a seed, and eventually will sprout again by the resurrection of the dead. Someone who is not buried, for whatever reason, beyond the control of anyone, as in the Holocaust and so on, God affects the various atonements that person needed through his death. And Chazal say a person should daven that even his burial should go well till the last shovelful is put on him, because all of that is part of a person's kapara, and if he needs the kapara, then it could be the way he's buried or whatever will be, or not buried, will be a necessity for the atonement of his soul. And a person can daven that he not need those extra atonements, and he have a normal, regular, refined burial. So that which is not in the control of any person, God himself orchestrates, because that's what that neshama needed specifically. However, a person who's not buried properly will affect his neshama, but affect it in a way that God himself ordains.